Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Jay and his blue cap whizzes by on a skateboard. A Netflix original. A view lowers on houses in a suburb. Kumi the ladybug throws handfuls of yellow flower petals as she rides on the back of a blackbird flying over the front yard. Buzz, in her yellow hat, swings from a sunflower into the arms of Walter, singing on a popsicle stick stage.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done.
Nothing you can sing that can't be done.
Jay skateboards down a curving ramp and topples over. Crick, in a helmet and goggles, turns on a robot, which spins wildly.
Nothing you can make that can't be made.
Kumi does a backflip off the bird and lands gracefully, holding Crick's hand. Several other bugs join them, waving petals.
All you need is love.
A colorful title reads, Beat Bugs, with musical notes in place of the letter B. The petals form a heart.
Love is all you need.
All Together Now, the special. Story by Josh Wakely. Written by John Armstrong, Cleon Prineas, Erica Harrison. Clouds part and a bird's eye view lowers over a suburban neighborhood and a house in front of the bug's yard.
Hello. It's happening.
A man and Julia rush from the house.
Julia! Julia! The baby's coming!
But I haven't got Teddy!
Huh? Julia, we gotta go! Hey, I found him! Teddy's in the back seat!
Oh, okay!
Let's go, honey. You're about to meet your new little sister.
I'm not sure I want to.
Julia stops at the car and kicks a soccer ball into the yard. Meanwhile, the bugs leave their clearing, carrying various items between them.
Oh my goodness! We are running Terrabelly, Horribelly late!
Plus action.
Don't remind me. Why did we enter this talent show?
Because winning could make my... our career. Don't you want to be incredibly famous?
Let me think. No.
They look up, frowning.
Squish! Oh!
As the ball comes rolling towards them, the bugs run, trip, and fall into each other and their instruments. Now on a stage, they get to their feet. A spotlight shines on them.
Psst, here on!
A roach in a tie points at an audience of bugs eagerly watching them.
It's okay. I got this. Hello. Here's a new one we've been working on.
Holding a mic, Walter gestures at them. They hurriedly grab their instruments. Crick holds his gear guitar, Jay his skateboard keyboard, Kumi a bottle cap tambourine, and Buzz drums on a toothpaste cap. Kumi's tambourine goes spinning at Walter, who ducks. Crick and Jay crash into each other, and Buzz bumps into a spool of thread, which rolls towards Walter. He balances on it. He falls, sending the mic rolling across the stage. The audience members cover their ears, wincing.
Hey, just play your old stuff, huh?
Jay picks up the mic.
I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today.
Buzz follows him.
The girl that's driving me mad.
Kumi carries her and puts her in a flower copter with two daisies as rotors. Walter suspends the copter using a pulley, and Crick cranks a leaf fan, rocking her slightly.
She's got a ticket to ride.
Buzz presses a button, and the copter flies off. Buzz circles over the audience and back to the stage, where she rips apart a backdrop and topples over the leaf fan. Jay leaps and grabs hold of one of the wheels as the copter flies by, and Kumi hangs onto his leg. Crick shoots a burst of heart-shaped confetti, which jams the rotor pedals. The copter spins, throwing the bugs off, then crashes. Buzz lands on Walter's belly. The audience members wave and clap their hands.
Whoa! I give that performance my highest accolade!
He farts green gas.
That's high, all right. And now we need all contestants back on stage for a big announcement.
Drumroll, please.
Ants play drums.
And the winner of the Gordon Talent Show is... the Beat Bugs! For the hilarious, beautiful comedy act!
Buzz punches the air. Her antennae spin.
We won!
Walter grabs them in a hug.
And here's your prize! An entry ticket to the biggest talent show in the whole insect world! The Bug Factor!
He hands them a ticket.
Oh, my! We're gonna be celebrity bugs! Catch me!
He faints.
What's the Bug Factor?
Later.
And here's a sneak peek at this year's Bug Factor contestants, including the amazing 9-time Bug Factor winner, Green Bee!
The bugs watch the singing bee on a video screen on Crick's robot.
I can't believe we'll be sharing the stage with Green Bee!
If we could win that!
They stare at a trophy with bug eyes, antenna, and wings.
There's just one problem. The Bug Factor is held at the rocket ship park over here.
He marks
here,
a route on a leaf.
And we are out of the garden, along the road, and across the gigantic highway, through miles and miles and miles of uncharted forest, across the even bigger gigantic highway, then through a jungle filled with fuck knows what, until we finally arrive at the rocket ship park. Which means we have a very long way to travel by tomorrow.
So it'll be a tough trip. I get it.
It's not a tough trip. It's totally impossible.
Walter stands before the screen, watching a pink slug with a bow on her head singing on stage.
Frida? It can't be.
Please do not cry. Water makes me short circuit.
It's okay, Walter. We really wanted to go to the Bug Factor, too.
You don't understand. I have to go. I simply must.
We know you want to be famous, but...
But it's too far and too dangerous. We'd have more of a chance of flying to the stars.
Frida is frozen on the screen behind a glum Walter. Now, a teardrop falls on a picture of a younger Frida in a seed pod locket which Walter holds in his palm.
It can't be.
Isn't she from the Bug Factor?
Yes, Buzz. She is.
She looks exactly like you.
Well, I don't think she's quite got my bone structure, but yeah, yes. She's my sister. My twin sister, Buzz.
Oh, you has a sister called Buzz?
No. Her name is Frida.
Oh, why'd you never tell us about her?
I wanted to, but I felt so terribly guilty about what happened.
In a flashback, young Walter and Frida hop along together.
When we were little, Frida and I did everything together. It was like we were joined at the squish.
Oh, yeah, I tell you something.
Walter slips on a leaf and falls in a puddle.
I think you'll understand.
When I say that something.
She hops over to him.
I wanna hold your hand.
Walter is covered in mud. She takes his hand. They hop away, holding hands.
Oh my! We had so much fun together!
They each pick a dandelion seed.
Until that terrible day.
Yeah, you got that something. I think you'll understand.
They stand on a rocky slope.
Something. I wanna hold your hand.
Using the dandelion tufts as parachutes, they glide down the slope. Walter puts down his dandelion, but a sudden gust of wind blows Frida's tuft into the air, carrying her away.
Frida?
He frantically runs after Frida, who gets lifted further and further away.
Freedom!
Back in the present.
I never saw her again. Not till today. In the bug factor. And now, I can't get there.
His shoulders slump.
I wonder if she even remembers me.
Elsewhere.
Wish me luck, dear Walter.
Frida looks at Walter's picture.
I so need it.
Hey! You there!
Queen Bee approaches her, scowling.
Lazy drone.
Get me a bigger spotlight.
I'm the one fans are coming to see, not these no-talent wannabes.
She points at a few contestants.
Sorry, Queen Bee. I'm not a drone. I'm one of the no-talent wannabes. Yeah, Frida and the Bugettes.
Hey. Her bug band grins.
Oh, yes, I heard you rehearsing. You're quite good.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Queen Bee. That means a belly lock coming from someone.
Quite good for a slug, I meant.
Frida's face falls.
Darling, let me give you some valuable career advice. Don't even dream of getting between me and that winner's trophy. And if you think I'm all buzz and no sting, try me.
Queen Bee leans in glaring and Frida backs away. Meanwhile, Buzz walks with a downcast Walter. The ground beneath them trembles and a car pulls up in the driveway. Giant feet walk by.
Just gotta grab a couple things for Mom, then we'll head back to the hospital, okay?
Do I have to come, Daddy?
Oh, honey. You know, your little sister is going to be a very special person in your life.
But she just cries. All the time. And you said that...
Tell you what. Afterwards, we can go to that park you love.
The rocket ship park? Okay.
Julia and her father head towards the house.
Rocket ship park! That's where the bug factor is!
No! Oh, my belliness! We have to tell the others!
They rush away.
Come on, Julia. We gotta get back to the hospital.
Waltzy, I don't think we have time!
Oh, my goodness! You're right! We'll have to go all by ourselves!
He hurries back towards the car. Buzz follows him. At the treehouse, Crick makes a drawing on a large leaf. He steps back from his easel to survey his work, then makes a change.
Whoa.
He turns to a telescope.
What was that?
Peering through it, he sees Walter and Buzz climbing along the hubcap of one of the car's wheels.
What are they doing? Emergency!
Walter and Buzz reach the center of the hubcap.
Coming!
Julia gets in.
That wasn't so hard.
The wheel slowly starts to turn, and the two bugs run along the spinning hubcap like a treadmill. They get thrown along the rim, then onto the fender. They look down to see their friends flying in a small hovercraft.
Oh, my squish! What are you doing?
Rescuing you! Fly down!
Kumi throws them a line.
But we don't want to be rescued!
Are we sure about that?
They get jolted off the fender. Walter catches Buzz and grabs the line.
Rick, we gotta go faster!
That could cause mechanical failure!
When Crick turns to look, Jay bumps him aside and pushes a lever. They zoom forwards, shakily. Meanwhile, the car slowly inches along the driveway.
Walter and Buzz! I need you to jump down on the count of three! One! Two!
Wait! Are we going on three or after three or...
Malfunction! Bugs, we have to!
The hovercraft swerves. Crick, Jay, and Kumi leap onto the line as the hovercraft topples away below. The car stops at the end of the driveway, flinging the bugs forward onto the grill.
This is going so well.
As the car turns onto the street, the wind throws the bugs against the windshield. They cling onto the glass. Julia's father rubs a thumb against the windshield as he drives.
This car is
filthy.
Jay spots Walter on a wiper.
Walter? You okay?
I'm good! Not so good!
The wiper slides up along the windshield, scraping the bugs off. They ride a gust of wind into a window and bounce onto the back seat. Jay peers over a nearby teddy bear's leg to see Julia gazing out of the window.
We're in
deep trouble.
No! We're on our way to the bug factor!
What makes you think we're going anywhere near the bug factor? Down here!
Kumi is trapped beneath Walter. He backs off, freeing her.
Well, we heard the giant.
You realize you almost got us completely squished.
That is so unfair.
Now. Sounds to me like somebody needs a cuddle waddle.
The teddy smiles down at them.
Who is you?
So I'm Teddy, Miss Julia's favoriteest bear. My cuddle waddles are guaranteed to make you super duper cheery again. Just ask her. just ask her. Don't, but you could.
The bugs glance at each other.
Thanks, but I'm not sure a cuddle waddle will help us get home.
Oh my goodness, we're not going home. We're going to Rocket Ship Park.
Hey, let's turn nasty old frown upside down. Bring it in, big guy.
Huh?
And not big in a judging big spirit big.
We has to go to the bug factor so Waltzy can find free air.
Free food. Free food. Oh, I love it. That's my favorite price, and that's my favorite thing. I hear the catering at Bug Factor is bell-delicious.
Kumi and Crick frown.
Why don't you tell them?
I can't, Buzz. I feel too guilty about what happened.
Still here, little bugs. Just good cuddle waddles going to waste.
Come on! We gotta find a way out of here fast!
A swerve sends them rolling aside on the seat. They look out a window to see a sign with an image of a rocket zooming around a car. The window rolls up. A man steps up to the window and begins cleaning it with a sponge.
Hop out for a minute, Julia, so they can clean the inside.
Okay, Daddy.
Last chance for a cuddle. One.
Julia pulls Teddy out of the car.
Objection time! We're out of here!
Jay runs towards the open door, and the others follow.
What's that nasty sound?
Whatever it is, I don't like it.
A hand moves the wide nozzle of a vacuum cleaner towards the seat, and the bugs get pulled toward it, but grab each other's feet, forming a chain with Walter at the bottom. He gets pulled off the seat, and the bugs fly into the nozzle and through the tube.
Man, blocked again.
The cleaner presses a button, and the bugs get thrown back along the tube and out the nozzle, falling to the ground. Buzz goes tumbling into a storm drain, but Kumi pulls her out just in time.
I hate to imagine what it's like down there, Buzz.
Bugs! We are about to find out!
A gush of water carries them into the drain. They swirl down curving pipes and finally plop into the water of a sewer. A slow current drags them along.
Bugs! We got to stay together! Everyone, hold hands!
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand.
When I say that something.
Paddling their hands and feet, the bugs make their way towards each other and hold hands.
I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand.
Section time! Bugs, come on!
Walter and Buzz climb into a floating cap, and the others climb into a small container. Ahead, two tunnels lead in different directions.
The bug factor is this way!
They paddle in different directions. Kumi and Walter see a wall of water fast approaching from behind and reach out towards each other.
Oh, my squish! Too late!
Walter hides his face behind his hands as the gushing water pushes the two groups apart, one down each tunnel. Walter and Buzz spin out through the bars of a drain pipe, now at the Bug Factor venue, Ants haul equipment across the turntable stage.
That's it for rehearsals, Bugs. See you back here tomorrow for the finals, and may the most amazing Bug win!
Frida approaches Queen Bee, who stands with the Bugettes.
Stop! I was just inviting your charming band back to my suite for some refreshments.
Oh, that's terribly nice of you, Queen Bee.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I just don't have the space for a slug. Oh. Come on, Bugettes. Who wants to try my finest honey? You know, they say it's the sweetest.
She shuts the door on Frida, who looks sadly at her reflection in the glass. Meanwhile, Jay, Crick, and Kumi are thrown out of a storm drain outlet and land amidst piles of trash and a few junk sculptures. They stand and look around worriedly.
We lost the others! What was Walter thinking?
That he wants to be a world-famous bug star?
When is he not thinking that?
No. There's something else. He's not telling us.
A figure darts through the trash. Jay notices a milk carton wobbling.
There's something over there.
A rat with a curly mustache rummages through the trash.
Yes! Oh, no!
He tosses away a piece of plastic with an attached spring. The bugs run and hide behind a crumpled ball of paper. Elsewhere, Walter and Buzz come flying out of a storm drain, then fall to the ground.
Not awesome!
The view rises to show them in the middle of a small street.
Yay! Kumi? Quicks!
Walter droops wearily.
They're probably miles away.
Don't be sad, Waltzie. Look, the pretty stars are coming out.
Walter's eyes widen as he sees a car approaching them. They lie flat and the car passes over them. They see another car approaching fast and Walter pulls Buzz out of the way. Now, Jay peeks over the paper to watch the rat tossing aside pieces of garbage as he searches for something. The trio climb to the top of a small heap of junk and take in their surroundings. The rat, wearing a suit made from old newspapers, jumps up before them, arms spread wide.
Hola! I am Salvador Rat. Welcome to my studio!
He wears suspenders and a beret.
Your studio?
Si! I am an artist, of course. I call this Plastico Dramatico.
A sculpture with plastic forks and containers.
And this is Metallico Fantastico.
Bottle caps
and
strung
this,
together.
This is Lipopi.
He points to some tubing looped into a swirl.
They're all very interesting, Mr. Salvador. But we're looking for our friends. A slug.
And a bug?
Sorry. No slug and bug here.
He steps away.
We gotta find them. They'll never make it home without us.
But who knows where that drain spat them out?
If only there was a way we could send them a signal.
Crick points at a contraption.
Mr. Salvador, what do you call these?
It's unfinished. I wait for inspiration. I am...
He blocks a straw with some paper.
Clogged?
You mean blocked?
See, I have the artist blockage on this one.
Well, I might have an idea.
A collaboration? Excellente! I dream of working with a fellow artist!
He holds a struggling Crick to his chest. Jay and Kumi watch them.
Dust and rats. That's what we've come to.
Beside the street, Walter and Buzz huddle beneath a plant.
Oh, my squishness. I should never have gotten you into this. But we will get back home again. I promise.
Buzz hugs him.
Buzz, I know you're cold and scared. But you must try to get some sleep.
Buzz sleeps slumped over Walter's belly. He smiles, then looks at Frida's picture in the locket.
I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand.
Outside Queen Bee's suite, Frida smiles down at Walter's picture in her locket. The view rises off of Frida, past the nearby stage and overhanging plants, and up to the sky where the moon mournfully gazes down at her. Meanwhile, Crick, now in a welder's mask, works on a large device.
Some more wire! And a spring!
Salvador dashes away and returns.
Wire! And spring!
Jay flips over a rolling spring. Later.
Correct adjustments here. Okay, I think it's finished.
They stare at a makeshift air blower.
The maestro is finished. Magnifico!
Great! Let's switch it on.
Sorry, but the machine needs sunlight to power it, I mean.
The rat points at a drawing.
See, the sun go here, then the power goes zap and gawosh.
Yeah. Like, that's gonna work.
Kumi hugs herself, shivering.
Anyway, we better find somewhere warm till morning.
Allow me, my friends.
Salvador takes off his newspaper jacket and lays it before them.
Huh?
He holds out his hands, beaming.
What's this?
To keep you warm.
But won't you get cold?
I have my birthday suit.
Kumi and Crick lie down on the jacket.
Please, I tuck you in, see?
Thanks, Salvador.
Jay joins them, and Salvador folds over the edges of the jacket, wrapping them up. He then lies down at their head, and they rest against him.
Are we ever gonna get home?
A view from above them rises high up over the drain outlet, then glides across a section of the park to a bordering fence, past which Walter and Buzz sleep huddled together under the plant. Fade to black. Now, Kumi opens her eyes and sees the brightening sky. The sun rises, singing and holding out his arms.
Here comes the sun, when I say it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter.
Buzz breaks free of Walter's arms and looks up at the sun.
It feels like years since it's been here.
Walter stretches and joins Buzz.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Walter holds Buzz's hands, and they spin together.
Little darling, the smile's returning to the faces.
Kumi, Jay, and Crick little wave at the darling, sun, smiling.
It seems like years since it's been here.
Come on, Mr. Sun.
Here comes
the device
sun.
Gets charged.
Here comes the sun. It's all right.
At the blower's base, rotor blades begin to spin. Jay hands Kumi heart-shaped leaves. She passes them to Salvador, who releases them in front of a funnel, and air blows them up and away.
Sun, sun, here it comes.
Crick tugs on a pull tab tied to a piece of string directing the fan. Now Walter spots the stream of floating leaves. His eyes widen.
Oh my! Buzz! Look!
The leaves float towards them. Buzz grabs one.
Is it them?
Their heart. It has to be them. Follow those leaves!
Grinning, the sun watches the trail of leaves as they float and swirl through the air. Meanwhile, Crick looks at his friends passing the last of the leaves between them.
Here comes the sun.
We're out of leaves!
Here comes the sun.
I'm sorry, Buzzer. I tried.
It's all right.
Jay points and Crick turns to see Walter and Buzz.
Here comes the sun.
The friends run to each other.
Here comes the sun.
And I say, it's all right.
Walter grabs them all up in his arms.
Sun, 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 here it comes.
They topple to the ground.
I missed you all so much!
We missed you too, Buzz.
I can't breathe.
Walter gets up off of Crick.
Oh, my belly, nothing. We should never have left you.
Yeah, so how come you did?
I don't know what to say.
Waltzy, you have to tell them.
Oh.
It's okay, Walter. Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Walter turns to look at his locket, but it slips from his hand and falls open on the ground. Kumi peers at it.
Huh? Isn't that one of the singers from the Bug Factor?
Her name is Frida. And she's my twin sister.
Your sister?
Sister! And she's going to be my sister, too.
I lost her a belly long time ago. She's the whole reason I have to go to the Bug Factor.
Well, then we have no choice.
We have to go.
Awesome! Jackson time!
No! What? I've already put you in enough danger. I insist you go home. Home!
Walter, even if we wanted to, we have no idea which way home is.
When I am lost, I find the summer so high, I can see the whole world.
Huh? So, where's the highest point round here, Salvador?
Later, Buzz climbs to the top of a tall, teetering stack of clothespins clipped to each other. She glances up and her eyes widen. She loses her balance and falls.
You okay, Buzz?
Look,
it's Mr. Kite!
They see Mr. Kite flying high in the sky.
If only we could fly like him, we'd easily find the way home.
Or the way to the Bug Factor.
Crick looks at a drawing of a paper plane on a leaf. He grins at Salvador. Now propped on a Y-shaped twig, Jay and Crick place a plane made from Salvador's newspaper jacket into the funnel. Salvador wears only suspender shorts.
I'm so glad my suit came in handy.
Okay, Salvador, do your, thing.
Salvador nods and heads off.
Ready to go, honey? We've got to pick up your mom and baby sis from the hospital.
Can we stay a bit longer?
Salvador emerges from the grass.
Hola! Look at me! Oh, I am a rat! A big, scary rat! Squeak!
Julia's father notices Salvador hopping about near his feet.
Julia! Leave us alone!
It's not that scary, Daddy.
Now, Bugs!
The bugs sit in the plane. Crick presses a remote control, turning on the fan, and they fly into the air. They zoom towards Mr. Kite and spin upwards along his string. Meanwhile, Salvador dives away from Julia's father's foot and into a tuft of grass.
Good luck, little artist! Adios!
He doffs his hat to them, bowing, then runs away. The bugs land on Mr. Kite's back.
The beet bugs! What an unexpected delight! Welcome aboard, my favorite passengers!
We were hoping to get a kite's eye view and see
Rocket Ship Park.
Clouds drift away to reveal the park amidst the sea of trees.
But we'll never make it there!
Not in time for the bug factor! Oh, it's impossible!
Oh, Squish! That's settled, then. I just have to forget the bug factor and Frida and go home.
This is terrible!
Buzz rushes to the top of Mr. Kite's frame and tugs on the string.
Buzz? What are you doing?
Wolfie has to find my sister. I mean his sister. And I'm not letting him give up.
She bends down and spins her antenna against the string, cutting it.
Oh, but Buzz, you mustn't do that. It could be catastrophic.
The string breaks and slides off the frame.
Oopsie.
Mr. Kite drops through the air, spiraling downward.
I'm afraid you can't! Not without someone pulling my string! It's all over, chaps!
We have to pull his string!
Yeah. Jay grabs the piece of string still attached to the top of Mr. Kite.
Come on, Buzz! It's our only chance!
Yeah. Kumi, Crick, and Buzz line up behind Jay, and they pull on the string with all their might. Walter trembles, then sees the ground getting closer.
Oh, all right! Here I go!
He hurries to the others and pulls on the string. Mr. Kite swoops close to the ground, then soars upwards.
Slugs are definitely not built to fly!
Look, Waltzy! Rocket Ship Park!
On stage, the Bug Factor host, a pill bug in a red suit, speaks into a mic.
Let's give it up for our very own Bug Factor royalty, Queen Bee! And the Buggettes!
Frida's Bug Band play for Queen Bee as she performs before the cheering crowd. Downcast, Frida turns to leave.
Hey, where are you going? Queen Bee is singing!
Yes, with my band.
Mr. Kite swoops downward, heading for the stage.
This is your captain speaking! Adopt the bug race! Position!
The host's eyes widen as he sees the bugs approaching.
What a thrilling turn of events! We have an out-of-control aircraft which appears to be heading straight for us!
He curls up into a ball and rolls away. Mr. Kite flies straight into Queen Bee and knocks her out of her jewels, then crashes near her suite, scattering the bugs about. Buzz sees a pair of feet sticking out from beneath Mr. Kite.
Oopsie. I think we squished somebody.
Buzz and Jay lift up Mr. Kite and Queen Bee sits up.
Don't touch me, you flying thugs! Security! Take them away!
No! Stop! We were invited! We're in the competition.
She pulls out the ticket.
Yeah, it's true.
You? Don't be absurd.
We isn't absurd. We is the Beat Buggies!
The host rolls up to them.
You're the Beat Bugs? It looks like our final act just arrived. How about that for an entrance, folks?
Walter approaches the host and taps him on the shoulder.
Excuse me. Do you know where Frida is?
Frida? She's on her way home.
Oh.
Poor darling couldn't handle the competition. Such a pity.
Walter's shoulders slump as he gazes sadly at Frida's picture. From a distance, Frida looks longingly back at the stage, then down at Walter's picture.
Frida! It's me!
Oh, my. Now you're imagining you can hear him. It's all in your squishy head.
Walter runs after her.
Please! Stop! I don't want to faint!
Frida turns around, then looks between the picture in her locket and Walter running towards her. She looks again at the locket, then Walter.
Walter? Is it?
She ambles toward him.
Really you?
Walter holds his locket next to Frida's, and it forms a heart.
I never thought I'd see you again.
They hug.
Me too, Frida. There's so very much I want to tell you. But right now, I have to get you back to that stage.
Meanwhile, restless audience members scowl up at the stage.
Hurry up and play something!
The song must be nice.
We're gonna have a riot in a minute. You've gotta sing now!
But Walter promised he'd be...
Walter and Frida appear. He bumps the host away.
I want to introduce you to... unveiling... come on, Walter, get this right! Introducing my better half. No, my other half. This is,
Frida!
She looks like a real wife Mila.
I want to introduce my family to my family.
Let's hear it for our final contestants, the Beatbugs!
They wave at the confused audience. Frida approaches the Bugettes, who wait for her off stage.
You bugs might need these.
They offer her their instruments. She takes them and hands a trumpet to Kumi, a small drum to Buzz, and a guitar to Crick. Jay wields his own skateboard keyboard. The host hands Walter his mic.
I just want to say, we've traveled so far, overcome impossibility odds, and proved that when we work together, we can do anything.
Walter... what are we singing?
Just follow my lead.
Walter snaps his fingers.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Can I have a little more?
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I love you.
A, B, C, D. Can I bring my friends to tea?
E, F, G, H, I, J. I love you. Bum, 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 ba, bum.
Sail the ship.
Buzz bumps into a power button and the turntable stage starts spinning. The bugs run along it like a treadmill.
All together now.
All together now.
They spin off the turntable and land at the front rim of the stage. They groggily get to their feet. The audience members clap and wave their hands. The beat bugs take a bow. Walter looks over at Frida.
You did it!
She shrugs with a smile, then the two of them grab the bugs between them in a tight hug.
You two are definitely related.
Frida, can you be my sister too?
I'd be honored, Buzz.
She gives Buzz a warm hug.
This is it, folks. The winner of the Bug Factor is...
Queen Bee grins expectantly.
The Beat Bugs!
She trips and falls.
And here's your prize, the Bug Factor Trophy.
Walter receives it.
I don't deserve this.
He hands it to Frida.
What are you doing, Walter?
It's the least I can do to make up for letting go of you on that horribly day.
What are you talking about, Walter? I was the one who let you go.
No. I'm sure it was me, Frida.
Oh, my belliness, Walter. I know it was me.
Definitely related.
Oh, my goodness. Then you don't blame me?
Never. I just missed you.
They embrace. A bug in the audience looks up and points. They scatter around Julia's feet.
Dad, I found my kite!
She grabs Mr. Kite.
Come on, Bugs. That's our ride home.
Walter turns to his sister.
I am not letting you go again.
Smiling, Frida takes his hand. Later, Julia walks with Mr. Kite in one hand, the bugs hanging onto a string. She goes to her father's car.
Sorry, honey, but with all the baby gear, we can't fit the kite.
But I can't leave him behind.
Wait! I know!
Now Julia ties a neat knot with two pieces of string and gets into the car. As it drives off, Mr. Kite glides up into the air behind it.
How are my passengers?
All good, Mr. Kite!
The bugs ride on his back.
Jay, you got the trophy? Huh? I thought you had it!
Kumi looks at Buzz, who shrugs.
I can't believe you're really here!
Neither can I, Walter. Oh yeah, I tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I wanna hold your hand.
Frida takes Walter's hand and they raise their arms above them. Back in the car, Julia's baby sister looks up at her with big eyes as she cries. Julia takes one of the baby's tiny hands in hers. The baby smiles.
What's that you've got, little baby? What a weird little thing.
Julia finds the Bug Factor trophy in her sister's other hand and puts it down on the seat. Now the car pulls up in the driveway and the bugs hop down from Mr. Kite. Julia steps out with Teddy.
Hey, little bug. I think this might be yours.
He tosses the trophy and Jay dives to catch it. Walter steps out into their clearing, followed by Frida.
Home. We're home.
Buzz flies in front of them.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done.
Nothing you can sing that can be sung.
Jay runs past with the
Nothing
trophy.
Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game.
It's easy.
Kumi does cartwheels.
All you need is love.
All their bug friends come out to join them.
All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need.
The view rises high up into the sky. Featuring the voices of Ashley Ball as Jay, Lily Bowden as Crick, Charles DeMare as Walter, Rebecca Hussein as Buzz, Aaron Matthews as Kumi. Featuring the voices of Shannon Chan-Kent as Frida, Ashley Ball as Queen Bee, Giles Panton as Salvador Rat, Ian Hanlon as Bug Factor host, Charles DeMare as Teddy, Michael Dobson as Mr. Kite.
Love is all you need.
Copyright 2017, 1111 Creations Proprietary Limited, 7 Networks Operations Limited, Climax Holding Proprietary Limited, and Beyond Properties Proprietary Limited. Small red triangles converge to form the number 7. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.